In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's Gospel, we see our Lord Jesus encountering some fishermen, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John, men who fished for a living, simple men, and he approaches them and he tells them to follow him. And these men, of course, would become his disciples and would become eventually his apostles. And the gospel would be spread through their work, which was the work of God in them. And we see that these men responded immediately in the affirmative, and they did follow him. Our Lord says to them, "I'm going to make you fishers of men." I've always loved this passage, fishers of men. He is seeking everybody. There's nobody in this world that he is not seeking. He wants all to be saved. He doesn't want one single soul to perish. But he does give us a free will. We have to buy into what he offers. It is not an entitlement. So when he says, "I will make you fishers of men," I might add in this passage, he said, we see that God shows no partiality, and that's directly in reference to the Gentiles and the Jews. And the righteousness that the Gentiles could show that was the law of God in their hearts. This is what God is concerned with. What is in your heart? So it is entirely possible and entirely God's will that all men, Jews, Gentiles, anybody, would come to reconciliation with God. Now, the law itself was not a bad thing, of course. It represented God's standard for holiness. And our Lord himself said, "I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." And so that fulfillment is what he is trying to work in the lives of his people. He has given us the privilege of participating in his ministry. This involves, first and foremost, a transformation within our own hearts. We can't give to others something that we do not have. When you think about being fishers of men, you know, it reminds me of some of my experiences as an evangelical Protestant many years ago. I think certainly our motives were good and our intentions were good. But I always kind of felt like I was selling something. And that's not really what is being referred to here. We become an icon of Christ ourselves when we cooperate with him. And this is what changes people. But we can't give something to somebody that we ourselves don't have. We must have a genuine relationship, a very intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And that relationship must be cultivated and it must be nourished or it will die. And if you feel like your relationship with him is lacking, then you have this beautiful option known as repentance. And you can return to God. But he hasn't gone anywhere. And he's quite well, thank you. Nothing's wrong with him. It is always we who have the problem when we don't feel his presence in our life anymore. And I think nobody is just jumping up and down with joy over this pandemic. But God's hand is in it. And he has given us an opportunity in this for self-examination, to draw closer to Him and to re-examine where our hearts are. Now, coming back to this fishing analogy, every fisherman needs bait to catch a fish. What does bait do? It attracts the fish. This attraction can be seen as offering something to the fish that is needed for life. The thing fish are always seeking is food, and their pursuit of food leads them to be caught. Men and women made in the image of God have a hunger for God in their soul, a hunger and thirst for God in their soul. The degree to which they understand this and recognize this varies from person to person, but all need His life in them, and they seek it. Sometimes they seek it in the wrong places and the wrong things. But nevertheless, there's that drive within them, a drive that only our Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy. The old adage, "One look is worth a thousand words," applies here. Our Lord called these fishermen to become icons of Him, to become like Him. And they, in obedience, followed Him, as I've already said, becoming His disciples and learning the virtues of God from Him. They sought the kingdom of God and testified to the reality of that kingdom by the way they lived. They became filled with the Holy Spirit. And through them, countless others came to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, they became fishers of men. Their words were important, but the way they lived captivated countless others and was even more important, and led others to also become disciples of Christ. As we have noted many times, what God does in us is not just for our benefit. He gives us the privilege of co-laboring with Him in the salvation of souls. So let us take this calling seriously and exercise diligence in drawing near to God, repenting of our sins, and seeking to become the man or woman He created us to be, to the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God. Amen.